Thank you, Rand. Our next offering is a poem in two parts that I wrote this year. I wanted to describe an experience from my childhood that awakened me in a number of ways. One day in early summer when I was about 8 or 9 years old. But the poem later morphed into something different, about a present reality that I feel a commitment to staying awakened to and helping others awaken to as well. The poem is called The Deep Green Gift, Part One. The deep green gift offered to me in childhood of sunny pasture, unmown grass so tall it caressed my shins, hugged around my ankles, the comforting sun, the open sky, the air so fresh that it created life, the hillside contours, the path of intermittent stream, the grace of the farmer who did not mind us next door city kids roaming his land. All freely shared, freely given. The key, the lock, and the treasure, all in one. Held in my heart, always. Part two. Yes. Though all this lives in me, it no longer lives in the world, less than a lifetime later. The cows are gone. Few cows graze in pastures anymore. But like so many of us American humans, languish indoors, fed a manufactured diet, crammed together in cubicles, seen only as commodity, resources to be extracted, not as whole beings. The pasture itself has vanished, sown to swaths of identical GMO corn, which cannot live without huge dumps of toxic chemicals every year. The stream no longer flows. The hillsides are leveled for the passage of machinery. The sacred space has been spread with death, not life. Where do the children learn now? I would definitely call my childhood experience a spiritual awakening, and I've carried the memory with me as a touchstone throughout my life. But to me, the realizations of the second part of the poem are equally spiritual. And in the terms of the spiral of the work that reconnects, which Karen mentioned last week, this is an honoring of our pain for the world. Our next speaker is Janet Rex.
Hi, I'm Janet Rex. My pronouns are she, her, and I have just joined the church. I have been getting to know people through the journaling, covenant, meditation, and Sunday Zoom sessions. I am reading a poem of mine that was published in the Madison Review in 1996, which is one awakening in my growing up years. Moo cows. Before entering prep school, Milbury Clay came to our manure barn with her silky blonde hair and found cows. Moppy, Eleanor, and company, gold straw around them for bedding, gray and caramel-colored kittens running about the walkways. Moppy lifted her large head, offered her pink silk nose, velvety face, and those envious thick lashes over brown eyes. She licked Milbury's hand, roughing the skin, until Milbury blushed while batting her eyes over moo cows, as if Moppy were some movie star. I'd seen only black and white hides matted under manure and snapped into stanchions like two-sided puzzle pieces, or heard icy names hurled down junior high hallways like snowballs on those snow days when rural kids were released early. Farmers, dumb farmers! On those after-school rides, I longed to see beyond black and white, to see Moppy as Milbury might, witnessing that familiar starlet guiding the yellow bus home, her bellow like a foghorn in the ever-slickening weather. So Moo Cows illustrates how writing can help when awakened to the special within the ordinary, in this case, the special within the farm cows, and by extension, to the special within the people who surround them.
Thank you, Janet. Our final wisdom and reflection is a poem and photo essay from JRUUC member Ginny Schultz. Seeds of the Spirit. In the deep and secret spaces, seeds of the Spirit rest quiescent in the darkness, ready to burst forth, to bloom into new expression when they are nourished by light, by warmth, by love. When the tender shoots of your spirit are buffeted by the challenges of doubt, be nourished by the light. When the greening branches of your spirit are blown by chaos and controversy, be nourished by the warmth of community. Within the great and good order of the cosmos, let your spirit strengthen and bear the fruits of love.